Okay, welcome to the Word Warren. We're going to talk about books.
Yeah, books.
Hey.
That was really unenthusiastic, everybody.
I'm very enthusiastic about books, but it's hard to be enthusiastic about books loudly.
It's true.
Because that's
it's true.
Counterintuitive.
It is, yeah.
Is it?
I think
books
so.
Are, I think is so. It?
Oh, maybe that's the whole problem with the book industry.
Maybe.
Because everybody's used to speaking in hushed tones.
Be quiet, yeah.
Right? We're not in a library. We're in a bookstore. We can talk a little.
That is Justin.
Hello.
And that is Hannah.
I'm over on the control panel. and you are?
And I'm Sarah.
Are Hi, you? Sarah.
I'm kind of the host.
Kind of the host? For sure.
I hope you're the host because I'm not. Right? And I don't think Hannah is. And so.
No, I'm on too many podcasts to be the host of any of them.
Cool. So we're going to talk about, we're just going to talk about books today. I mean, obviously, we've released episodes the last 2 months, but we haven't recorded for 2 months. So we're going to just catch up.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Figure out how our holidays went.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that stuff.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, all those episodes that you got the last 2 months were just us from like way in the way back.
Way in the back.
You've been duped.
You've been duped. You think
pull the curtain away. You think there we
go. Don't look at the man behind the curtain. You think we're in here being professional all through November and December, but you're wrong.
Nope.
No, it's Christmas in retail, so instead of being professional, we were crying.
We were crying a
lot. I only cried once or twice. It was a good year.
It was fine.
Yeah. It was fine.
It was fine. You can't cry if you're dead inside.
It's hard to cry at negative 10 wind chill.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to cry at negative 10 wind chill. It just freezes in your eyeballs.
Oh yeah, my mustache froze this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I didn't go outside unless it was absolutely necessary. Yeah. My dog didn't even want to go outside. He was, he normally loves the winter and the snow and the cold. And like, there was a couple days I opened the door to be like, come on, bud, we got to go outside. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm an old man and my bones hurt. No, yeah.
It was an impressively cold year.
It was impressively.
We had a storm that was called a bomb cyclone. That's what that big cold storm was that just happened. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that all of our listeners in other parts of the U.S. stayed safe. I know that some, like, we got bad weather here, but I know that there's a couple states that got the main brunt of the storm. Like, we got kind of the edges.
You know, we're also really used to peaks and valleys here, and our system is really built for it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Well, and we live in a high desert, and so we're super used to the snap colds.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it gets really bitterly cold here in the wintertime almost every single year. Mm-hmm. Just not quite that cold.
Yeah. And not for as long.
But yeah.
Pretty used to negative. We get negative 10 once a year and we get 120 once a year.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And so we fluctuate wildly and our grid is built to handle it the right way.
Yeah. I can't imagine living somewhere where the grid wasn't built to handle that. And I really hope that everybody was all right. I know that not everybody was all right. I know that didn't happen, but I hope if you listen to our show that you made it through the winter and that came out the other side all right.
For sure.
Stayed warm as possible.
As warm as possible, yeah.
Man, it was cold.
It was, yeah.
It was very cold. So cold.
Good time to curl up with a book.
So good, great time to curl up with a book, which I feel is like what all of us probably did.
Yeah.
I did some reading,
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I didn't do as much because the retail holiday, you know.
Same.
I was like stressed out all the time. And so, although I did, so I think I talked about reading Monstrous on one of the last episodes, which I'm still reading, but I'm further through it. And it's very creepy.
The graphic novel or the book?
Okay. It's a book called Monstrous. It was a short story collection of just monstrous like horror stories.
I love that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Cool.
It's very good. Yeah.
Very good.
There's some of this, there was one I read just recently called Doll Hands. That was
I hate
very
that.
Upsetting. It was very, I mean, excellent, but like upsetting to read.
I don't like that. Like just the title of that. I don't.
It's just the title gets you all like. It's just it was just a guy with a big head and tiny doll hands.
I got the big head and little bitty arms.
Yeah, it was very weird. Very weird. But
sounds
it was good.
Amazing.
But it was good. Yeah.
You're still working through that.
I'm still working through that one, yeah. And then I haven't started anything new since then, unfortunately. Yeah.
I mean, the last 3 weeks have been
just like nonstop.
Chaos. Yeah. Just nonstop. Yeah. Just absolute madness.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, New Year's yesterday was, like, the first time I've had to just sit and, like, decompress in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
Yeah. That's basically what I've been reading for the holidays. Horror stories, you know.
What about you, Justin? No.
I am working on a book right now. It's called In Defense of Witches.
Ooh.
And it's by Mona, I don't know her last, Chollet, C-H-O-L-L-E-T.
Okay.
It's nonfiction. And it is, it's a book about how the term witch and witch trials have been used to sort of justify misogyny and create expectations for women throughout history.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know a lot. It's been pretty eye-opening. Aaron, who works here, sent me NPR's, like, 2022 list of books to read.
Okay.
And I'd never seen the NPR list somehow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize.
So I went through, like, 5 years of it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
And I found a bunch of books. So this is one that caught me. I'm trying to be a better person. And
right.
There's a lot of, I don't know, inherent expectations that I just didn't know I had. But I'm trying to figure them out. This book has been super helpful. I'm suggesting it to everyone.
Okay.
A lot of history, a lot of feminism, a lot of just stuff I wouldn't have learned anywhere else, really.
That sounds cool. That sounds like a good book.
Yeah, it's been pretty great. Here. It's pretty dense, and they reference a lot of French literature.
Ooh, okay.
So it'll probably open up some. They're leaving little potato chips for me to follow. You know, it's really good. I mean, like all things, when you learn it, might hurt your feelings a little bit.
Right. Mine,
right. Like, oh, am I doing that? Gosh, that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yep.
But over the last like three or four years of growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting more used to it.
The growing pains are lessening a little bit, maybe.
Yeah. Like I know I'm going to get through it and do the right thing the best I can. Mm-hmm. But it's just when you're blindsided by a new thing you didn't know you were doing.
You're doing, right?
It's like, dang it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. It's interesting. Maybe I'll never be a good person, but.
I know, right?
I mean, I think being...
sometimes that's what I feel like when I learn, you know, like, to be, like, to better, like, one part of myself, and then I'm like, wow, I don't think this will ever stop, like, being hard or, like, always having to, I don't know.
Yeah, to adjust and to think about it. And...
I don't think that being a good person is just something that you are, though. Like, I don't think it's just intrinsically, like, you wake up one day and you're like, I'm a good person.
Right.
I think being a good person is constantly working towards being a better version of yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I think it is just work constantly.
Right, yeah.
And maybe you never reach, like, the ideal of what you think you should be as a person, but to be a better person, you just have to be a better person.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm starting to think that nobody is a good person and nobody can reach being a good person. Nobody's just naturally that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that the best person that most of us can be is a person who tries to be a better person.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
Like just the action of trying.
Just the action of doing it. Yeah.
Is the peak of achievement for maybe most of us.
And I think that's very true.
Like, yeah.
Because there's so much stuff to remember to be a good person. There's so much to consider. Mm-hmm. If you're actually being kind to everyone around you, considering everything they've ever told you, if you have the memory to contain that. And,
right.
You know, and racial and gender inequalities and just so much.
Confronting personal biases. And,
right.
Yeah. And remembering to confront them every time and not let yourself get back in that groove.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's like a, hey, I'm going to solve it and tomorrow I will be. This ideal, right, like, I don't know.
The work is just never done.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but doing the work,
doing
I
the
think,
work
is the pinnacle.
Is the
success.
Yep. 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 Exactly.
And it's hard. And but this book is just, it's back to the book.
Yeah.
The book is so good.
In Defense of Witches. I like it.
Yeah.
And it is really, gosh, some of the stuff I'm learning, like the traits of witches that they describe in here are just, being strong-willed and standing up for yourself.
Right.
And that could be a murderable offense.
Right.
Right? Like, you could die for that in plenty of points in history as a woman.
Yep.
She's sticking up for herself. She must be a witch. Yeah. Just,
Too much self-confidence. She's a witch.
She's a witch.
Yep. Too successful. She's a witch. Her husband's not successful. She's a witch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, don't stand up for your wife because then now you're a witch also.
That like. They highlight that very hard because that it's almost proof that she is a witch if you stand up for her because she's controlling you.
She's controlling you.
Yeah. Yeah, it really generates. The whole thing was a mess, and it's still a mess in lots of places. There are still places where people are killed for witchcraft.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it's healers and people who care who are being killed.
Right, who are the ones that are. Interesting. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it's a very good book. I'm going to suggest it, like I said, to everyone who I know.
Cool.
Nice. Nice.
All right. How about you, Anna?
I actually did reading this year. Nice. I know, right? I'm usually like the one on the podcast that's like, you know, guys, I just haven't read anything this month. I love books. I just don't get a chance to read. So I finished reading Nightmares of the New Order, which was that Appalachian horror book that I borrowed that I still have to bring back sitting by my front door.
It's only going to guarantee it never comes back.
It's never going to come back. I should just pay the store for it at this point. Like, I know that it's an ARC and we didn't pay money for it, but I should just, like, pay the store money for it at this point. Like, I'm sorry, I'm never bringing it back. It was really interesting. The poetry in it was super spooky. Mm-hmm. I loved the poems. There were a couple of the short stories that I found super scary. Really good at the just like suspenseful, like creepy factor. Mm-hmm. But there were a few that I just wasn't super impressed with. But, you know, that's par for the course for an anthology.
Yeah,
sure. They were all written by the same guy, but a couple of them felt like they were trying to be too scary and doing too much description. Keep it simple. Simpler is spookier.
The unknown, right?
The unknown is what is terrifying. So I finished that, and then I read A God in the Shed, which I cannot recall who wrote it, but...
Sounds familiar.
It's really weird.
Okay.
Again, I enjoyed it, but I felt let down by it. I think if you're a fan of horror and you like the like slow-build horror, that it would be a really, really good book for you. It just kind of like... There was a lot of build-up for the big reveal. And then it was kind of just like, okay, no, that was scary, but like, I was expecting a little bit more. It was still really, really good, though. I loved the concept of it and like, that unknown, like, nameless god kind of thing. Okay. And really creepy and gross and scary and just messed with your, like, psychological. And it was good.
That sounds good.
I liked it. And then I read The Murder Bot, the first book in The Murder Bot, All Systems Red by Martha Wells. 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I own 4 of the books now.
Nice.
Okay. I have to read the other 3, but I read the first one, and I was on my holiday with my family in California, and I read it, and I actually, like, put an order in through the store to have the other 2, like, priority shipped to me. Yeah. And then by the time they got there, the holidays were in full swing, and I didn't have a chance to sit down and read again afterwards, but, you know. Whatever, now I have them.
But there you go, yeah.
It was fun. So I actually read 3 books. Wow. And I read them all in like 2 days in November at my grandparents' house, but I still read them.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So, cool. That's fun. So I guess we'll talk about, did anybody get anything bookish or fun for the holidays?
I got A Dreadful Splendor. From my Secret Santa at work, which is a book that has been on my to-read list for a very long time, and like since it came out, and I'm so excited to read it.
That someone sounds really good, and I like the cover of it.
The cover is really pretty. Yeah, it's a mystery. Oh man, let me see if I can remember off the top of my head without having the book with me. It's like this. This fake psychic medium gets hired to investigate a haunting, but it turns out to be like a real haunting. And so it's like, that's the whole premise of the book.
Because I think the main character of it is like a, quote unquote, charlatan, I guess.
Yeah, like
not just like...
They're a fake psychic medium, and then they end up investigating like a real haunting, and having to navigate that. And it sounds really fun.
Yeah, it is.
So, I'm excited about that. And then I got one of the Murder Bot books.
And one of the Murder Bot
books. I got the fourth one as a Christmas present. I was like, I have 4 of them now.
Awesome. Cool. I got, my sister-in-law gave me a really cool, like, a corner bookmark thing, you know, one of those that slides over the corner of the page. Made out of, I'm sure, fake leather. I don't know. But it's like heart-shaped and it has my name embossed on it, too. So that was really nice.
That is very nice.
I love that.
And a cookbook, recipes from Middle Earth. So it's all like Lord of the Rings inspired cookbook. Yeah.
I want that cookbook so bad. Mm. It looks delightful. I've really seen it. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those pop culture cookbooks, I love them, but I like foresee an end to like how far we can go.
I know, right?
Like the Jason Bourne, darn it, the Jason Bourne cookbook or whatever, right? Like,
I mean, I want to know what Jason Bourne eats while he's out on his adventures. I don't know.
He's probably meal prepping. He's in such good shape that he's probably super boiled chicken and
right. Cabbage. It's all just dried trail rations.
Yeah, yeah, but like not sweet ones and like no sugar.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No carbs.
No. You have to buy your own food dehydrator to make the jerky yourself at home.
Exactly.
Like that's how Jason Bourne eats.
Yep.
How does he have the time?
I don't know. Well, I mean, a lot of the pop culture cookbooks are like stuff that maybe is mentioned in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So like not necessarily like, oh, this main character, like this is their cookbook, but it's like, oh, you know, we mentioned this plate of like really fancy chicken, so here's how you make it, like that kind of stuff. I've seen a lot of those ones.
Mm. I normally see because I get them when I do the comic shipments.
Yeah.
And they have like food that's shaped like stuff. It looks really fun. I see like an end to the, I don't know.
There's a couple that I've seen that I'm like, I would never.
I want to see the Dune one, right?
Yeah, really.
Sandworm souffle.
They're going to do something
I'm
like
sure
that.
I'm sure they will.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
People love Dune.
People love Dune.
And not a single person understands. No, I'm just kidding. No.
It's just a whole page of like spices and how to mix your own spices.
That would be perfect. The Dune cookbook. That's the route you should go.
Spices.
Yeah.
It's just the Dune spice cookbook. And
it's all about dry rubs for.
Yeah. And how to take common. Oh my gosh, I have to make this. How to take common spices in your cabinet and mix them together to get like really good tasting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's what I do when I cook, though. Like, I'm just like, I have like an obscene amount of spices in my spice cabinet, and I'm just like, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, a little bit of that. I don't measure anything when I cook. I could never recreate stuff. I'm just like, I put like marjoram and lemon pepper and like, just, I don't know what's in here. Hmm. I just grabbed stuff and I smelled it and I went, that smells good.
Yeah.
Flavor profiles, that'll work.
Right?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
You do a little taste test. You're like, too much salt. Better add some more pepper.
How about yourself?
I didn't get any. I got myself a book.
Nice.
I got but other than that, I didn't get anything to read this year, which is what happens to people who love books.
Exactly.
That's fair.
That's true.
They're like, oh, you have all of them. No, I don't. And I want two of each one still.
Yes.
But I bought myself a signed copy of Neverwhere, Neil Gaiman.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Yeah, and there was a bookstore that we shared a link here in one of our group chats for the store where he was doing signings in this New York small bookstore, and they were selling them for cover price. And so I got a Neverwhere, which is the first Neil Gaiman book I read.
Oh,
very like cool. My introduction into it.
Well, I love that.
Cool. Yeah, and it's an illustrated version, and it's just really, really nice. It's up on my shelf right next to my signed copy of If You Give Him As a Cookie.
Very nice.
If right? You Give Him As a Cookie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's because my Secret Santa got me the latest Firefly book.
Oh, cool.
In the series that's being written. I was excited about that one.
Yeah. I like the Firefly universe a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it translates really good to books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Mm. I also bought myself a series of books for Christmas.
Ooh.
Now I'm going to forget the series title, but it's like, it's a mystery series with dragons. So it's like a fantasy mystery. Because I'm always on the lookout, because like, that's one of the reasons why I read Guards.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I wanted to read like a mystery novel, but that had, you know, dragons and stuff in it. And so I found this series and it was like five books in it. And I was like, yes. So I bought all five of them. And it's like, the first one's called like Baking Bad. And then there's like a game of scones.
Oh,
and, like,
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the, the like the bake shop mysteries. Yeah. Kind
so
of
it's
things.
It's
oh,
a cozy sci-fi
it's
mystery.
A cozy sci-fi
oh my goodness. Yes.
You're gonna have to tell us how that is because that sounds
I'm really
amazing.
About it. Yeah.
I hope there's a lovable wizard.
I know, right? There must be, right?
I got myself a Kindle Fire for Christmas.
Oh, ooh.
I still haven't downloaded anything onto it at all. Like booted it up. My grandparents' neighbor is this like amazing lady, and she sometimes gets a little crazy on Amazon, buys a bunch of stuff when it's on sale, and so she had like six Kindle Fires, and she's like, I got them for like $38. If you want one, you can just give me the money for it. And I was like, yeah, I want a Kindle Fire for $38. Of course I want one. So now I have a Kindle Fire.
I hope it works out. I have not been able to read an ebook happily yet.
So yeah. I haven't either. And she brought over hers and was letting me use it. And my problem with ebooks generally is the page transitions make me sick to my stomach.
Oh.
I can't normally read them. And I was using hers, and the page transitions are so smooth, it's like scrolling on a computer versus like the weird like shifting text that you get from a lot of the other ones. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think that I can actually use this. I think I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try it, but also I have the library apps and I can get audiobooks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Which is really what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I use Libby every day. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that and trying some ebooks because buying books is expensive. Buying books is so expensive. Mm-hmm. And like, I live out kind of rural and driving. We do have a library close to us, but like they don't have a ton of stuff at the library close to us. And so like driving all the way to the library to check out books and then like driving all the way home is kind of a lot. So I'm looking forward to being able to be like, I want to read this book. Oh, look, it's at the library. I'll just check it out.
Yeah.
Nice. I was pretty stoked because I actually got my mom to start listening to audiobooks.
Nice.
Because,
like, she used to read all the time. And then she, you know, medical condition problems and stuff like that and all those things. So she just kind of fell out of the habit. And so she doesn't really read anymore. And she's been trying to listen to podcasts a bunch, but she can't, like, find one that she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, Mom, you should try an audiobook while you're, like, walking around outside or if you're driving around town or whatever, just to see if you like a book instead of trying to listen to, like, a podcast or whatever. And
yeah.
And she's like, okay, recommend a book to me. So I recommended The Eye of the World by Robert Jordan. And she's been listening to that for like, you know, a couple of weeks now. So
nice.
Very nice.
Through her Libby app also. So
yeah.
I was pretty stoked about that. I was like, yes, I got another one. I got a reader now.
I mean, worst case scenario, reading books on my Kindle doesn't work for me. And then I just have a miniature tablet.
Right,
exactly. Yeah.
That I can use for other things.
Well, I mean, it'll run the audiobooks no matter what.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, so would my phone, but I don't want more stuff on my phone, so.
My phone is, I listen to a lot of audiobooks and music on my, that's what it's mostly for.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, social media apps or anything on it, so I have space.
I do.
It's so nice, like, when I get bored and I want to go look through something, I just look through the Libby home app and wonder what new books are out here, and then add 200 more to my list. And
yeah.
Oh man, it sounds like we all had pretty good holidays. Yeah. Got some good books. Didn't do as much reading as I was kind of hoping.
Not as much as I was hoping, but yeah.
But then again, I never do because I'm always hoping to be reading, and then I very, very infrequently actually get the chance to read, and that's my own choice, right? Because I'm like, oh, I have an hour. I have like 87 things I want to do in this hour, and I can pick one.
Yep.
And usually video games win.
Yeah, I've been playing more video games lately than I usually do.
Yeah.
That's been eating into my time for sure.
I hit some sales on Steam, and so I downloaded like 4 new games onto my computer, and I've just been like replaying them.
I'm now 400 hours into Stardew Valley.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going for perfection.
Okay.
I'm at the point where I can achieve it probably pretty handily. I just have to grind.
Yeah.
And getting perfection on Stardew Valley is not so common. And so I love grindy RPGs.
There you go.
Flower in my, or a feather in my cap,
feather
I guess.
In your cap.
Or flower. I like flowers yeah, too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think that's it for this episode.
Just our little, yeah.
Just a little.
We're excited. We're excited for 2023. That's yeah. the third, this is going into our third year of doing yeah. Word Warren. It's insane. That's really.
Fun. Yeah.
Can't believe it's been.
Right? Yeah.
Two years already that we've been
recording all these. The silly little show. Oh. Right?
The silly little show.
And I've yet to run out of something to say about books,
which right. is nice. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always something more to say about books. I'm looking forward to it. I know down in the store, we're trying to do more author events and stuff this mm-hmm. year, since mm-hmm. we're finally, you know, slowly crawling our way out of being super hyper-cautious.
Right, yeah.
Which I feel like we should be super hyper-cautious, but mm-hmm. like... More authors, more in-store events, more book stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Always excited about that.
Obviously, I think this will come out after book club. But
I think so, yeah.
We're currently reading The Battle of the Linguist Mages.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Which is it's actually a sci-fi novel about like a bunch of gamers. Keep clicking that.
Yeah. I've been struggling this whole time not to click this one.
Put mine in my pocket.
Don't touch the pin.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, yeah, that one's, I haven't started it. So I don't know how it is.
Okay.
And then in February, because we'll be discussing that one in January. And so in February, we'll be discussing Legends and Lattes,
ooh.
Which is a fantasy. It's a cozy fantasy about like an orc who runs a coffee shop.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that yeah, one. Oh, that is so yeah. cute.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. What about yeah. the YA book club? Do you have info on that one?
Okay, so we are currently reading Alone Out Here, which mm-hmm. is a sci-fi novel. And then in February, shoot.
It's all right if you can't remember.
I don't remember what we're reading in February.
Well, take a look at our website mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. updates about the YA book club, and you can also follow the YA book club on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can get updates directly on there.
Do all that stuff.
Yes. Do all that stuff. We're also starting a YouTube channel for the podcast, and that is going to be, it's just going to be an audio YouTube channel. We're not going to record ourselves because none of us want to be on mm-hmm. camera, and you guys can't make us. But we're going to start posting our episodes on there, so if you prefer to listen along on YouTube instead of a podcast app, you are welcome to do that. It'll just be a YouTube, I think it's just AU_radio on YouTube. I'll post a link with this video, of course, in our link tree. It's always at the end of the episodes. You can always check out where we are hosted on there. We also have a Patreon. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but we do have a Patreon that you can support us on for as little as $1 a month. If you do $5 a month, you get a postcard from me every month. Nice. I mean, not from me. I mean, I make them, but it's from us.
Yes.
And you also get access to secret recordings, which are some of the nonsense that we get up to before and after our actual official episodes that don't make it into the final cut. Sometimes they are not safe for work. Sometimes they are filled with profanity. Sometimes they are just nonsense. But we have fun, and I love putting them up. So
nice.
You
nice.
Get access to those as well.
That's fun.
I have so many.
Awesome.
We have a lot of nonsense.
We have so much nonsense.
We do. We really do.
Yep. Our monkeys with guns one was one of them that I put up there that I absolutely loved. Okay. But yeah, that's my little plug right. there at the awesome. End there.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Well, thanks, Sarah.
Sure. And thanks, listeners. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. 3 years and we're still doing that. Bye.
You've been listening to The Word Warren on AU Radio Podcast Network. If you're interested in any of the titles from today's episode, you can check out the link tree in the description to visit Adventure Underground at their online store or their virtual storefronts hosted by bookshop.org and libro.fm. Physical, digital, or audio, Adventures Underground has you covered. If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/ADV Underground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.